No Rondo, no Allen. Big problem for Boston, right? Last night in Atlanta.
Rebound, Pietrus. 8-2 Boston run, looking to extend it. Paul for three. Got it! Paul Pierce. Maybe the dagger.
With Rondo suspended and Allen sidelined, the Celtics rode Paul Pierce, who poured in a game-high 36 points, as they stunned the Hawks 87-80 to even the Eastern Conference quarterfinal at one game apiece. Sound courtesy of CSN. In Chicago, Jrue Holiday poured in 26 points for the 76ers, who shot a scorching 59% from the field as they routed the Derrick Rose-less Bulls 109-92. This series is even at 1. In Los Angeles, Kobe Bryant netted 38 points, Andrew Bynum added 27, as the Lakers beat Denver 104-100 in Game 2 to take a 2-0 series lead. In other NBA news, Knicks center Amare Stoudemire will miss tomorrow night's Game 3 against Miami after losing his brief bout with a fire extinguisher case on Sunday. Stoudemire had a small muscle surgically repaired yesterday after consulting a hand specialist in New York. To the NHL postseason on the ice last night in Philadelphia, the Devils exploded for 4 third-period goals in their 4-1 rout of the Flyers. This conference semifinal is even at 1 game apiece. To baseball in the American League, Chris Davis and J.J. Hardy both homered as Baltimore bounced the Yankees 7-1, Tampa Bay beat Seattle 3-1, the Angels blanked Minnesota 4-0, Toronto topped Texas 8-7, Detroit routed Kansas City 9-3, the White Sox got by Cleveland 7-2, and Jared Parker scattered 4 hits over 6 2/3 as Oakland beat Boston 5-3. Over to the NL, Chris Snyder launched a 3-run shot to power Houston over the Mets 6-3. The Dodgers dropped Colorado 7-6. Miami held off San Francisco 2-1. San Diego shut out Milwaukee 2-0. Philadelphia doubled up Atlanta 4-2. Arizona edged Washington 5-1. And St. Louis outlasted Pittsburgh 10-7. In other baseball news, Rays third baseman Evan Longoria has been put on the 15-day DL with a partially torn left hamstring. That's expected to sideline him 4 to 8 weeks. And Andy Pettitte testified at Roger Clemens' perjury trial yesterday that the 7-time Cy Young Award winner told Pettitte about 12 years ago that he used human growth hormones. Pettitte said on the witness stand that Clemens told him it would help with recovery. Clemens is being retried on charges that he lied to Congress in 2008 when he testified he never used steroids or human growth hormones. And in NFL news, quarterback Vince Young is headed to Buffalo to work out with the Bills. The team is searching for a backup to Ryan Fitzpatrick. There's more sports news online at WAMC.org. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.